been a busy week in free agency for the Edmonton Eskimos. We knew that they wanted to improve their secondary. They did. Patrick Watkins. They wanted to get bigger on the offensive line. They did. And looking for some guys who can have some size, skill, aggressiveness in the receiving core. And they went out and signed Akeem Foster. And he joins us now. Akeem, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Akeem, you know what? I talked to some guys in BC, even Mike Riley, who played with you and felt that, you know, here's a guy who has all the tools and maybe wasn't given an opportunity as much, and when he did, didn't do as much as he would like. Is that a fair assessment? Do you feel like this is an opportunity for you to really show what you have?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's always an opportunity to get on the field and, you know, compete at a high level. And, you know, in my career, you know, I've never really had that opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to getting that opportunity here with the Eskimos.
Why did you choose the Eskimos?
I just thought it was, you know, it was a right fit for not only myself, my family and my friends. Just looking up and down the roster, I'm familiar with a few guys on the roster, and the coaching staff and, you know, the GM is doing a great job putting the right people on the field, and you know, I think we're going in the right direction to be a team to compete for years to come here.
Akeem Foster, join us. Akeem, outside of being a receiver, obviously you'd have to do with some special teams as well. Which part of special teams do you like the most?
Oh, I'm a blocker, man. You know, just. Love blocking people, love springing somebody on a big run. And, you know, being a Canadian, playing special teams, you know, there's a pride factor in that too. So, you know, any special teams that they put me on, I'm just going to try to, you know, help the team in any aspect.
As a receiver, what do you feel is the strength of your game? What do you feel are the things you constantly wanted to improve on?
As a receiver, I think you can always improve on anything. Like, you know, I coach down here in Ajax in the off season, and I always tell my kids there's always something you work on, and it's true. You know, there's always something you can work on and get better at. And you know, I just try to bring. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5". I'm fast. I just try to bring, you know, an aspect where we can take the top off, or you know, we can get some blocks downfield. So. Anything the coaching staff asks me to do, like, I'm more than willing to do.
6'5", what's your actual playing weight, Akeem? What do you play at, 220?
My actual playing weight, I can't reveal that, man.
Because everybody in the book will say, oh, you know, this or that. I always like to try to get the legit number. Give me a ballpark, at least, that's close to accurate. Is 220?
Ballpark?
Yeah.
222.
Okay, well, that's pretty good ballpark. Okay, I'll take that. Ed Hervey told me he feels that you're a physical receiver, something that, you know, this team hasn't had a lot of physicality. Darius Bowman has it. He wasn't here a whole lot last year. Is that a part that you bring? Is that something he talked to you about when you don't have the ball, that maybe you can light some guys up in blocks?
Oh, yeah. You always got to find work, man. Even if you have the ball, you know, you still want to, you know, obviously when you got the ball, you want to make a big play. But without the ball, you still got to find work, you know. There's always somebody you can crack black. There's always someone you can always block. So, that's, you know, I don't mind doing that stuff. I actually kind of find it fun because I'm a bigger guy. But, you know, that's just another aspect that, you know, obviously I'm going to try to work on and, you know, perfect by the time the camp rolls around.
As a big receiver, I'm guessing you're pretty happy that a guy like Patrick Watkins is now a teammate, not somebody you have to go up against. You know, he's 6'5", really big for a secondary guy. Tell me what you think about him as a DB and what makes him so good.
Yeah, man, Patty's a great DB. You know, he's come into this league and really turned heads. He reminds me of a Brendan Browner. And, you know, going up against Patty, you know, in the past 3 years here, it's been kind of difficult because, you know, you don't really see 6'5 DBs that can move the way he moves. So, you know, to have him is, you know, it's just a plus, and it's going to make our defense so much stronger.
Akeem Foster joins us, one of the new members of the Edmonton Eskimos. I signed a contract earlier this week. A 6'5", 222-pound receiver, also will play on special teams. I guess talk about your career and maybe, you know, what went wrong in Winnipeg last year? Because obviously the numbers you put up are not some, I'm assuming you would have liked to put up more.
Yeah, last year was kind of difficult for me getting traded in the later part of the season. And, I'm the type of guy that never had any regrets, but, at the same time, looking back at some of the decisions I made off the field weren't necessarily the right ones. And, I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to justify that and, just get back to where I want to be, because, I'm very hard on myself. I always want to be better. And, I'm just glad to have that opportunity,
Mike Riley, when you were in BC, he was there, and now he's your starting quarterback. You were coming in as a young guy, so you probably got a lot more reps with him in practice. Do you feel there's any sort of connection between you and Riley?
Oh, I love Trigger Mike, man. Love Trigger Mike. He's a warrior, he's a great leader, he's an amazing quarterback, and, last year he really showed that. And, for me to get the opportunity to play with him again try to help the organization win some games is just a blessing,
Who gave him the nickname Trigger Mike?
Oh, man, I'm not going to reveal that. That's
not a bad nickname, though. I'm assuming because he's pulling the trigger as the quarterback, right?
Oh, he's always pulling the trigger, man. Trigger Mike is a trigger man. He's the guy that you want on the field. And, if you're going deep and you're a big receiver, he's the type of guy that's going to sling the ball. He has every throw underneath the sun. So, Trigger Mike is – I can't – ask Andrew Jones. I'll just put it like that.
Okay.
Ask Andrew Jones.
We will ask him. Jones, we had him on the show earlier, and he talked about how, Riley just has that leadership ability that guys really want to play for him. I'm assuming you agree with that. Can you put that into words as what it is that a quarterback has where guys just feel like, okay, I want to follow this guy?
Man, for Trigger Mike, it's that, it's when he's on the run and, some quarterbacks would slide and, obviously all the fans wanted to slide and, the coaching staff always wanted to slide. But Trigger Mike's the type of guy that will lower his shoulder, lower his pad level and buck somebody for that extra yardage. And that's the kind of thing that, you don't really expect from a quarterback, but when that kind of stuff happens, it's just like you're on the sideline and it gets you amped and it's like, man, this guy really wants to win, He's lowering his pad level to buck somebody for that extra yardage and to help this team win. And, that's the kind of guy you want to follow into battle.
Akeem, are you comfortable that you can spread the field, a guy who can be a flat-out burner? Are you a guy that way, or do you feel you're more of a possession-type receiver, do yak yards?
I think a good combination of both, I don't want to be a one-sided kind of guy.
Okay.
I want to be a guy that can do both. And, that's what I've been working on this past offseason. And I found the right chemistry and tools to get that done.
Edmonton has a great off-season training facility here in Edmonton. It's indoors. I know Mike Riley was here last March and loved it because he could throw balls to his receivers, all the time because it was indoors, where usually you can't throw balls outdoor in Edmonton in March. Akeem, what's your plan on when you – I'm assuming you want to get together with your quarterback. Do you plan on coming to Edmonton a little bit earlier before training camp?
Oh, of course. Got to get down there and get to work. It's a new playbook. It's a new atmosphere. I'm just excited to bathe myself into it and get started at work here.
Well, Akeem, congratulations on the new contract. Look forward
Thank
to meeting you,
so
you and best of luck.
Thank you.